Because the government has this database of every telephone call that has been made in this country, people who are good and people who are bad, they necessarily have a database of everyone who's called an abortion clinic, everyone who's called a suicide hotline, everyone who has called a gambling line, you know, a bookie, everyone who's called a payday loan company, you know, 2 days before Christmas. They have in their possession a database of information that could destroy many people. There are a lot of sensitive things that are contained in those records. If you call an abortion clinic reservation or appointment line, does it really matter what time the appointment is going to be, or is the sensitive thing the fact that you're calling the telephone number to book an appointment? If you call a phone sex hotline, does it matter really what you say on that 35-minute call, or is the fact that you're making that 35-minute call enough to sink you, particularly if you are a closeted Republican politician and it is for a phone line for people with slightly non-standard interests? There is information in this database that can sink us all. And even if you take the NSA at their word, that there are strict checks and balances, that they have oversight by the FISA court, that congressional committees are reviewing this, that they have internal oversight mechanisms, they have inspectors general. We may have that now, but we may not have that in the future. Even if you trust the president that we have right now, you may not trust the president that we have in the future. And this mechanism, this gigantic surveillance apparatus, is a threat to democracy.